Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
Going back is Goodwin. He will turn and watch it fly. And the A's have taken the lead. Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. A slider down and in.
This is the A's Total Access pregame show on A's Cast, home to Major League Baseball's number one podcast. Here is Chris Townsend.
It's the rubber game of the three-game set between the Athletics and the Kansas City Royals coming your way right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Paul Blackburn up against Daniel Lynch. It's going to be interesting as the A's are still in this thing. As you look at the wild card standings right now, 3.5 games back. Right now, the Yankees and the Blue Jays are tied at 82-64. Then it's Boston at 83-65. And then you got your A's at 78-67. Shooty Babbitt, one of the best scouts. He's great on television. Will join us here on A's Cast coming up in moments. Let's go over the highlights from yesterday's game. And how about Elvis getting it done in the second inning?
Now the 3-2 to Elvis. Ready now, Hernandez throws. That's swung on by Elvis and to left. That's a base hit. That'll score two runs. Canna has scored. Behind him, Kemp will score. Elvis singles to left, and the A's take a 2-1 lead. Elvis Andrus with a line drive base hit to left, scoring two, and the A's lead 2-1 in the second.
And then Mark Canna in the third.
Here's a 2-2. Fastball grounded up the middle through the draw to infield to the left of Lopez. In to score is Olsen. It's 3-1 Athletics. Mark Canna with his 56th run batted in. Some base running acumen for Matt Olson, taking advantage of the defensive alignment, and the A's have scored for the second consecutive inning on Hernandez.
And then you think about the year Matt Olson is having. This is just incredible. What a season for the A's first baseman.
Two balls and two strikes, and here's the offer. Fastball hit in the air to left. Back on it goes Benintendi to the track, at the wall, jumps, it's gone! What a way for Matt Olson to reach 100 RBIs and tack on another one as well. Opposite field blast, his 35th home run. He scores Elvis Andrus. It's 101 RBIs now for Matt Olson, and the A's up the advantage to 5-1. Great carry in a big ballpark for Matt Olson the other way.
A little Oppo Taco for Matt Olson. Very, very impressive. And then Tony Kemp again in the fifth.
They lead from first, second, and third. The Royals play the infield back, except at third where Alberto is even with the bag. And the pitch to Tony is swung on line to center for a base hit. Then a score Canna. Brown is the third. They're going to hold him there. Everybody moves up 90 feet as the A's take a 6-4 lead on a line drive base hit to center by Tony Kemp. And still nobody out.
I got to tell you, Jay Hay, he's getting it done right now for the A's. Here he is also in the fifth inning.
1-1 is the count. Ready now, here's the pitch, and Josh reaches for it, sends a base hit to right. That'll score Brown. Here's Gomes around third. He comes to the plate, and he scores as Kemp goes from first to third. And Josh Harrison with a line drive base hit through the right side has given the A's an 8-4 lead.
And then he comes up again in the seventh.
As a left-hander begins to loosen up in the Royals' bullpen. Fastball stroke through the right side. It's going to get a run home as Kemp crosses the plate. Up to second and holding there is Elvis. An RBI single for Jay Hay. It's a 3-RBI night for the A's leadoff man, and it is 9-5 Oakland.
And then Marte continues to deliver for the A's.
Swinging a ground ball, base hit up the middle, and that's going to bring home Andrus. Jay all the way to third base, into second base with the double. Now Jay, he's trying to score. The throw home not in time. He kept the pressure on. He's in, and Marte drives in a couple. And the A's are extending things now to 11-5. Marte with the hustle of Jay Hay on Oliveras, getting an extra run home behind Elvis Andrus.
And they would need every run. Here's Chris Davis in the seventh.
rocking back and forth from the right side, awaits the pitch, 1-0, and hit down the right side in the corner. It's going to drop for a base hit. Dozier has to play it back in. Around third is Marte, and the A's add on, make it a dozen as Chris Davis goes the other way with an RBI single, and it's 12-5 Oakland.
17th hit, which is a season high. Good job of hitting by Chris. It's taking that the other way.
And the final would be 12-10. They would need every run. It was a wild game over 4 hours, but they got the victory. Coming up next, Shooty Babbitt right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Hey, A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word AceFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place, right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's RingCentral time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
RingCentral. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage. From player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
This is A's Total Access.
And he's one of the best scouts in the game. We love having Shooty Babbitt on A's Cast Live. And we talked to him about the craziest things you've ever heard in the draft room.
I don't know the funniest thing that I've heard in the draft room, but when you start talking about drafting the guy and he has an ugly girlfriend, right away, for me as a scout, when I was scouting amateur and college kids, that would be a red flag, because typically guys that had game and had skill had the best-looking girlfriend on the team. And if I wanted any kind of information about, you know, this assignable guy, does he want to play professional baseball, you know, part of my gathering information, I'd go find the prettiest girl in the stands, and typically she belonged to the good player on the team. So, yeah, there is some issues there for sure.
You know what's so interesting about your career is that you have spent your career evaluating human beings. And I don't think a lot of people understand that. Like, you have to evaluate whether it's been guys in Major League Baseball, guys in Minor League Baseball, amateurs. Just talk about your career and what that has been like. You're basically evaluating people.
Well, I guess that's part of the stamp you give being an OG. You've been somewhere, you've seen things, you've learned stuff, you've watched things materialize. It's like intuition. It's like a female. If you don't want something to be heard when you're talking, don't even talk about it whispering in a building, because they can hear all the way around the corner. I think it's just something, it's an intuition, it's a woman thing, man. So as a scout, you know, when I first started, you know, an old scout told me, might have been Gary Hughes, he said, the best tools that you have are your eyes and your ears. As long as you don't go blind and you keep your ears open and you keep your mouth shut and just watch, you have an opportunity to do well in this game. So when it was time for me to talk and ask questions about verifying some of the things that I watched, that made it easy for me. But after a while, when you see something and you know what works and what doesn't, like a swing with angle with a small guy trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark instead of learning how to get on top of that ball and move it and working around the field, you know that's not going to work at the highest level in the world. I don't care who you are. You look at Cody Bellinger, a guy that broke on the scene with one of the biggest, wildest, loosest, you're talking about angle and a swing. I mean, this guy was doing it in a way that nobody ever has. But when you see guys get to the level at this big league level where there is no league bigger than this one here, they make adjustments. And they find out how, because they get paid to get you out, you think they're going to sit there and let you just continue to clown them and clobber them the way that he was? No, this dude is 0 for his last, I don't know, and he can't even get in the lineup right now. So for me as a player, getting an opportunity, I thought I was pretty good. But boy, oh boy, this is a game of guys that are great talented. You get around guys that you say, man, these guys are different. So for me to be able to compete against those guys when I thought I was a pretty good player, to see what greatness looks like, I understand what it takes. I understand the sacrifice, the skill, the tools, the wherewithal, the fortitude. They're the best on the planet. So it's been so great for me to do this for 27 years, because there have been times that because I looked at a guy, I could look at him in his eye. I could look at the way that he went about his business. I could tell if he really wanted it, if he was a tough guy or not. But there's been times that I've been wrong about that guy, because some of the most quiet guys are some of the most dangerous guys. So you have to be careful of being one way in your decisions of making choices on guys. You've got to do your homework, man.
You know, I think about the other night, the commander and I went out to San Jose Muni to watch the San Jose Giants against the Stockton Ports. And the last couple guys that came in for the San Jose Giants, they were all pumping 99, 98. When did you start seeing the difference in velocity in the game with these younger players?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I'm in the bushes right now. I won't say where I am. But I saw a 6'9 guy last night throwing 97 to 101. And he got shot out the yard for a 3-run loss on a below average slider. And I'm like, I was just blown away. I was ready to run on the field and tackle the catcher and find out who in the heck is calling this game, man. But it was just a reflection that 96-97 is just 96-97. And the approach that I take in life and that I talk to young people about is you can't overpower life. And just like in this game, you cannot overpower this game, because after you've seen it enough, if you're good and the ones that are great, they make you pay for it. I've watched Marcus Semien turn 97 to 98 around for the last 10 years, you know, because this is a guy that has good hands. He makes adjustments. He understands it. That's what good players do. We watched Vlad Guerrero just play a game in right field for 3 straight games, until he knew he was going to Yankee Stadium where he's going to be playing in a short porch. So everything that he did leading up into that series against the Yankees, it became easy for him to hit homers in Yankee Stadium. That's what the great ones do. They make adjustments. So what you see now, guys come in the game throwing 96, 97, but they don't have a legit out pitch. They don't have trickeration in their game. Because if you can't overpower them, you better trick them. You better get them off balance. You better have that go-to move, just like that go-to pitch. So to answer your question, I guess it's kind of been, since we live in this era of launch angle, pitch at the top of the zone, high spin rate. If you can pitch at the top of the zone with high spin rate, you know, guys can't catch up to it. And you've got all these different people teaching guys how to throw hard. But I would like to see more guys to teach guys how to pitch opposed to how to throw the ball harder. So it's Tommy John surgery. Have you ever – Tommy John, I mean, my gosh. I mean, are we just going to keep letting guys blow their arm out because they're huffing and puffing and we don't know who they are in a couple of years? So I translate all the overabundance of emphasis on power right along with all the abundance of arm injury. So I'm not that smart. I didn't go to college. I'm a baseball man to the bone. So that you want to talk about sliders and breakup, change-ups and double plays and relays, man, I'm your guy. But when we start talking about what you tell me makes sense out of continuing to teach guys how to throw hard and blow their arms out, I'm baffled about that one, man.
the great Shooty Babbitt. We'll have part two coming up here in just a little bit. Up next, though, Vince Catronia will join us right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-a-thon, the annual year-long event for saving big on home and auto insurance. These savings are available up until and straight through Labor Day, Halloween, Grover Cleveland's birthday, Taco Tuesday, the anniversary of the moon landing, White Chocolate Day. The sale literally never ends. You can come on Jupiter's Ascension, National Pisces Day, but not Leap Day. Just kidding. We're doing Leap Day because every day is perfect for saving money with a Home and Auto Bundle only at Progressive.
But for real, we're not doing White Chocolate Day because white chocolate is gross. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, Buddy.
A's Cast is your home for nonstop A's baseball.
The 3-2 pitch is swung on a high fly ball. Left field, Yastrzemski back at the track to the wall. He'll watch it fly. And they've done it again in the ninth inning.
Out on the run is Lariano, and he makes the catch. An amazing catch. Sails the throw back to first base. And this is in time on the fly from Ramon Laureano.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend.
And it's brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery. Vince Catronia with us. Vinny, how are you today?
A pleasant good morning, Townie. It's a day baseball after a four-hour game on Wednesday night. And as everybody would like to say, this would be a good get for the A's to win the series against the Royals.
I got to think it's a beautiful day at the Coliseum today.
It's a little overcast. Clay Wood is out in the outfield. He's working on a couple of dead spots to make it look as beautiful as he has with no white lines from the old Raider days, and getting ready for next week with the Mariners and the Astros. We're ready to go over here.
You know, that is the thing that, you know, you look at the standings, you look at wild card, you look at division. It really is all still in play because you have so many games against the Astros and the Mariners.
Yeah, you have to make that mean something, and the only way it does is if the A's continue to have success on this road trip. I mean, what's in front of you is what matters, and today Paul Blackburn has to give the A's some innings and give them some quality innings, which has been a challenge here recently. I'm convinced that it wouldn't be a surprise that Bob Melvin will have a short leash with Paul Blackburn. He did his last time out. He took him out of the game with the lead early, and that would be the case today if that's happening. And the A's got, I think you'd have to say, good news today. Shohei Ohtani will not be starting over the weekend against the A's. He was initially penciled in for tomorrow's game. He may not pitch the rest of the year. He has some soreness throwing. I know he's still a factor batting, but missing him on the mound is not necessarily a bad thing. And you know, there are some things that are aligning for the Athletics that they have to be able to take advantage of to stay relevant and stay in the fight and see where the final back-to-back series go with Seattle and Houston.
How tough do you think it is for Bob Melvin to manage every single game like it actually is a playoff game?
Well, that's what it is. I know you've said that for, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks now, and the unpredictability of the bullpen. When you've got things lined up, Chris, and you know that you're going to go from point A to point B and point B to point C, and you have confidence in those guys and keeping the line moving and shortening the game, as we've used that terminology for years around here, it's still a challenge, but the expectation is that you're going to have more success than failure. And the A's did have that for a good portion of the year. Now it's like we really don't have an idea of what's going on. And while Lou Trevino now has had three consecutive positive outings for the A's, and we're seeing more curveballs and changeups from him, it doesn't necessarily guarantee that Bob Melvin can automatically pencil him in. And fortunately last night, I mean, Andrew Chafin gets the smash off his body with the bases loaded, throws to first, although, you know, the A's, I think, were set up to make the play behind second base anyway. But you kind of breathe a sigh of relief. It's like, I think Bob Melvin says, I got through that one. Now let's see what happens on Thursday. And, you know, he was asked last night after the game about, how do you handle this? You know, are you getting gray hairs? And he said, somehow, some way, I haven't gotten any gray hair. But he's probably taking a lot of Tums, you know, before, during, and after these games to try to settle his stomach and see if the A's can somehow, some way, make this the run of runs all the way until the end.
Well, we know how great Starling Marte has been since he's come over. But you interviewed Jehei last night after the game. I mean, leading off, he's driving in runs, he's scoring runs. Just talk about how terrific he has been for the A's since being acquired from Washington.
You know, while we've talked about Marte, like you said, and deservedly so, the things that he has been producing on the field have been so much fun to watch, electrifying player. Jehei is just an absolute pro. And he's been there and done that. He said, look, I haven't been in the postseason for 6 years. This is my focus right now with this club to help be a part of, you know, that scenario. And he just, you know, I think the highest compliment you can give for a player is being a winning player. And I just loved his, you know, his conversation about that key double play that he started to end the fourth inning when everything was kind of falling apart to a certain degree for Sean Manaea. We got one more inning out of him, and then the bullpen came on, and the A's eventually scored enough to win the game. But just hearing his thought about thinking about a bunt and, you know, thinking about making the turn and doing a 360 and throwing a second base and giving credit to Tony Kemp, digging the ball out of the dirt, all those factors, you know, those decisions that are made, you know, in an eyelash, and just watching him and listening to him talk about that scenario, I thought was fascinating inside baseball for the fans.
And he plays with great joy.
Great smile on his face. You know, he had that fun slide.
Yeah.
You know, when he scored in the seventh inning, I joke with him about his former teammate, you know, Trey Turner, who had that, you know, video game slide for the Dodgers. And I said, yours looked like that a little bit. And he goes, well, I've talked with Trey. I said, you can have that one all you want. I've got my own. And, you know, he goes, you're never going to get my strut between first and second. We've seen the D on strut. And that certainly belongs to Jehei.
Hey, great stuff, Vinny. We'll talk to you. Thank you so much.
All right, Tony.
Have a good call. Vince Catronio. Coming up next, Memories with Vuce. The great Steve Vucinich with Vince Catronio next right here on A's Total Access. Brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place, right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
This is Chris Townsend for my favorite golf course in the Bay Area, Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Tucked in the beautiful hills of San Jose, Cinnabar Hills offers the finest 27 holes of championship golf in Silicon Valley. Come see the amazing new renovated clubhouse and restaurant, plus patio dining with the most breathtaking views. Cinnabar Hills is far more than a golf course. One of the premier places in the Bay Area to host weddings and any type of events. There's no golf experience like Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Go to CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. RingCentral is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's RingCentral time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
RingCentral. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
We continue to walk through the history of the Oakland Athletics, courtesy of Steve Vucinich, the A's longtime equipment manager, retiring after 54 years with Oakland. This is episode 16 of Memories with Vuce. After the A's had reached the postseason for three consecutive seasons, Oakland hit a lull beginning in 2015. But a new group of cornerstone players were making their way through the system, and one of them was third baseman Matt Chapman.
You sit there and you see him play. You watch him in the minor leagues at the level. If they get called up for a big league game in spring training, you pay a little more attention to them. Obviously, because they're high draft choices, you give them a little more rope, I think. And neither one of these guys needed the extra rope. That's kind of important. We see some guys now that are getting drafted higher than us, and we're still waiting for them. You never know what's going into some of these guys' minds. I mean, you try to do your homework, your background checks and everything. But there was something about Chapman just on the field. He just thought, God, if he just feels balls, if he could hit halfway decent, you know, he's going to be a great player, and he's evolved to that kind of guy.
An unfortunate incident in June of 2015 involving the A's third baseman Brett Laurie at Fenway Park forever changed the concern for fan safety, which also dramatically changed the way fans watch games and stadiums around the country.
They were looking for pieces of the bat, and some people from Boston Police Department came down, and we didn't know the status of the fan. They said it was a murder investigation. I go, what? And I'll never forget, I was being in the clubhouse, and they were looking for the other parts. Well, they didn't know that the Red Sox had gathered the parts over there, and I don't think for anything other than just getting them out of the way. But when they said murder investigation, then the guy says, well, that's what we call everything anytime anybody gets hurt like that. And it was I breathed a sigh of relief then it wasn't a death. And very, very scary. Obviously, it's led to what we've got today in the Nets and more protection for the fans. Back then, too, maple bats were exploding. Maple bats now are under control of Major League Baseball. You have to have a certain density to the bat. You can't have a thin handle and a big barrel, which is what our guys have grown up with aluminum bats. And so they try to get the weight off the bat, and they take it off the handle, and led to them breaking. So Major League Baseball, in a lot of research and study with a wood company out of Wisconsin, figured birch and maple bats had to be a certain density. And that's why you see a little spot just above the handle where they measure the density and the slope of the grain. So you've seen very few bats go into stands, obviously not now because of the netting, since I say right after that or about that time, that was still happening then. It was very, very scary, and you hate to see that happen. And we all breathed a sigh of relief that she turned out okay. I mean, there were problems, but she lived fine.
Finally, through 54 seasons, Vuce had literally seen it all in baseball. Riots and baseball strikes, 9/11, and so much more. But what was another mundane day in spring training in 2020 became so much more, as not only did the sports world come to a complete halt, the world itself stopped spinning as the word coronavirus entered the lexicon that altered our lifestyle forever ever since then.
Nick Paparesso was our point person with the medical field about that, and he would tell us how to wash your hands, what to watch out for, what not to do. Things about crowds and things. And then all of a sudden, what happened with the NBA and they canceled those games. And all of a sudden, baseball looked at themselves and said, hey, it's only spring training. Maybe we better back off. So we got rained out the day before. And so we're at the ballpark that day. And there probably a chance, like you said, we might have got rained out. And Billy and David came down and said, we're canceling just like everybody else in baseball. Everybody go home. They can do whatever. So they had a meeting. And they said, and they told myself, because of my age and the secretary upstairs, Linda, to go on home right away. Well, I couldn't just walk out without knowing what was going on and what players were going to go home, who were going to hang around, where we're going to allow them to work out. So I'll never forget, Billy comes in and he addresses the whole team, coaches everybody, and says, we even told Vuce to go home. And David Forrest goes, no, Vuce is right there. I said, Billy, I got to know what's going on and be in touch with all these players. So some of the players packed up. Some decided to drive right away home. Some decided I'm going to fly. Can I leave my car there? We lock it up at the stadium. No problem. A couple guys hung around, came by the next day to get more equipment. They weren't allowed to work out there. He didn't know enough about the disease at the time. And I mean, it's always all the way to the end of the year. We didn't know enough about it. So I would go in probably 3 days a week, just do a few things, kind of look and say, hey, if we start here, we're ready to go. If we're going to start in Oakland, not knowing it wouldn't be till July, we've got to ship this stuff up. So we've got to pack a lot of the stuff we might not need right away. So it was just up in the air, not knowing what was going to go on. And then it happened to be the hottest May and the hottest June ever in Arizona history. I think there were 20 days in June that were over 110, and some 20 days over 100 in the month of May, which were record shattering. So it was like every day, not every day, but it'd go in every once in a while. I got to the point where if I played golf, I teed off at 6:15 in the morning. It was so warm. But continue to go to the ballpark and get ready. We finally got the word that a couple of clubs were shipping their stuff up. Communication with Dave Forrest was outstanding. We'd talk every other day or so. What do you know? What's happening? People are calling us all the time. Players are calling us. They're not getting informed properly from the PA. So finally get the word we're going to do a summer camp in Oakland, and we got to separate the guys. We're going to try to use the Raider locker room. We didn't even have permission at the time yet, but we end up getting it. Came in, took a couple of days to pack everything up, finish it up, get two huge trucks to truck it all up to Oakland. And we started in July with the summer camp and had some 45, 50 people in there, separated Raider locker room. We went from the smallest home locker room to the largest, and we put lockers in the middle. We had all these special rules. I mean, food was all to go. Guys couldn't eat in the clubhouse. Everybody had their own chair. Their chair was marked. We didn't know about the touch thing yet. Could you get it by touching something, touching somebody, whatever? So, so much of it was up in the air. We had to be very careful. Our flights, we had hotel meals, the first meal in a hotel on the road. So guys didn't go out. They could leave the hotel just to go get fresh air, but they weren't supposed to gather in mass or go to restaurants or whatever. So, I mean, it was obviously something like we've never experienced before, believe me. And hopefully nobody ever does again.
Every Thursday, Memories with Vuce, 54 years of A's baseball with Steve Vucinic on A's Total Access on A's Cast. The entire interview can be heard at athletics.com/A's Cast.
Hey A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word AceFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Hey, A's fans, want to get away? Southwest Airlines has you covered. Southwest Airlines offers direct flights from Oakland to Hawaii, where you can catch some rays, ride the waves, or relax on the beach. Not a Rapid Rewards member? Sign up for free today to earn points when you fly. Learn more at southwest.com. Southwest Airlines, an official partner of the Oakland A's. A's fans, get to the Coliseum for the biggest matchup of the season. The Houston Astros roll into the town for a three-game set against the A's Friday, September 24th through Sunday, September 26th. Tickets are selling quickly for this epic showdown between the two American League rivals. Don't miss your chance to see the A's make their final push for the postseason.
Tony drills one down the right field line. If it's fair, it's got a chance. And gone!
Tickets are available at athletics.com.
And they're loving it at the Coliseum.
Swung on, driven to left center field. Buxton going back to the track. He's right to the wall. He will watch it fly. And Laureano gets the A's on the board with a three-run home run.
A's Cast is your 24/7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend.
And it's time now for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Kaiser Permanente reminding you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Here is Bob Melvin on Mike Fiers.
He 1 2/3 or something like that, gave up a few runs. So he's going to pitch again on Saturday. And I think this time he's going to come out of the bullpen. I mean, if we need him in more of a relief role, you know, if he makes it back in time, it would probably be tough to start him. We'll see. But we want to keep our options open in case he does have to come out of the bullpen. We want him to be, you know, at least have a time or two doing that.
Mike Fiers out of the bullpen. Wow. Who would have thought that? And how about Matt Chapman?
Yeah, he's going to hit in the cage for the first time today as well afterwards. If all goes well, then I think we have a chance to play him tomorrow. And hopefully that's the case.
And, of course, that will be good news. And then Matt Olson, I mean, hitting his knee, his left knee, which is very odd. Here was Matt Olson after the game on NBC Sports California.
I fouled that one off the knee. You know, I've hit every spot on my front leg, but when you go back knee, that surprises you, went numb a little bit. But, you know, that ice water will cool it down a little bit.
What a year he has had, no question about it. Coming up next, Shooty Babbitt Part 2, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
This is A's Total Access.
You see Shooty Babbitt on NBC Sports California doing A's pre- and post-game live, and he's one of the top scouts in the business working for the Oakland Athletics. And I asked him about how do you compete as a pitcher if you don't throw a high 90s?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to just sit up here and start giving pitchers prop since we are on a radio show and I'm not working right now. I never liked pitchers my whole life. I just started liking you and Dave Stewart, to tell you the truth. So I think I'm giving you too much credit all along. I mean, Gene Manese, we got hitters now. They throw the ball right down the middle. They talk about working counts and getting walks and stuff. Right away, you get a pitcher an advantage by being behind in the count 0-1. I just find that hard to believe, because if you look at the numbers and you look at what the results are when guys swing at first pitch strikes in 0-0 count and 1-0 count or 2-0 count, the numbers are pretty good opposed to being behind in the count. I started scouting, thank goodness, in 1994 with the Atlanta Braves. And I was fortunate enough to watch Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, two of the most dynamic pitchers in our history. And Greg Maddux won 15 consecutive Gold Gloves and I don't know how many Cy Youngs, and he won 15 games in these years. And he never threw harder than 92. He was as efficacious as you could be. And if I was running anything, it would be class every week for 1 hour at the facility with all my pitchers, and we're going to watch film of Greg Maddux. We're going to watch him repeat. We're going to watch the finger pressure. We're going to watch how he knew if a guy made contact, he would be in position to make the play, because if he swung at it and hit it, he would have to hit it. This guy, I don't even think he ever iced his arm. I think he sweated more dodging fans for autographs than he did on the mound pitching. So it's an art. I think you can teach a guy how to be an artist if he's got it in his penmanship. But when you start getting guys to throw harder, what they become are throwers opposed to pitchers. And what they typically do is make a lot of mistakes because they're throwing and they're not pitching. So I think to counteract all this, I don't care about launch angle. I don't care about all this stuff. I don't care about them shifting. As a hitter, we were taught to hit them where they're not. Today's day, a hit for a right-handed hitter is through that 3-4 hole. It's not up the middle anymore. I mean, so it's easier to hit the ball late in the hole than it is to hit it up the middle. You have to make adjustments. This is a game. I think the reason why you see so much systematic stuff is because people are copycats. There are a lot of people. How in the heck can a pitcher not get a hitter out if he does, if he knows what he's doing already at the plate? I mean, really? So everybody does the same thing. Everybody has the same plan. I think individuality is great. I think that's why those guys stand out, because they're different. So I think we've got away from a lot of that. You know, I don't know, Tony. I don't want to sound like an old conundrum.
No, you're right. It's a game. You play the game to win. How do you win? If I got to dump the ball off to the running back and he runs it 15 yards, I'm going to do it. It's a game. You play to win. Bip Roberts, the guy that you work with at NBC Sports California, Bip's playing with Tony Gwynn and Roberto Alomar. Those dudes aren't striking out three times. That doesn't happen. They're putting the ball in, but you're going to shift against Tony Gwynn. Bob Melvin said if you shifted against Ichiro, he'd hit 800.
Hey, Tony, nothing from my understanding and comprehension in life is good as striking out other than bowling. When do you get rewarded for striking out? I mean, it used to be a shame to walk to the dugout when the stuff is on the line and your teammates are expecting for you to put the ball in play and you strike out and you got to go and face those guys. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a level of pride. You know, it's one thing of battling and extending the bats and fouling pitchers off and the pitcher's just better than you and he gets you, okay? But to go up there and whack, whack, whack and have an unproductive, unprofessional, non-quality at bat and go over there and pull your hair back and make sure that I'm looking good for the camera. Nah, man. That, you know, there was a time that guys would charge you for that. You're messing with their money. You know, they can't take care of their family. You know, you're hitting seven for a reason. You know, you don't have to worry about the guys hitting 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, they handling that business. That's why they up there. But if you hitting 6, 7, 8, 9, you better get him over. You better get him in. You better bunt him over. You better do whatever you can with them scraps on the plate. You know, because them carriers, they take care of all of that stuff there, bro. So that's like the green and gold right now. Boy, we got to turn into some scrappers. We all got to be contributors. We all got to stack up and get every bit of pebble that we can out there, man. Because, man, you know, what's great about it is that it's 162 game season, and those guys know it better than anybody. And they understand there's time left, there's games left. You can't, you know, you lose one, you got to flush it until you're mathematically eliminated. They understand that, and I would never judge the way they go about it, because they're better than anybody that's ever done it. But us as fans, you know, us as people that work in the game, us people that live day by day and game by game, man, this is slow death, man. You know, man, I'm about to go get me some of these Bernie and some of these barbecue right now, but I ain't going to talk about this game no more because I might lose my appetite.
He is the best. Shooty Babbitt. You can hear the entire interview, athletics.com/A's Cast. Up next, it's the Bob Melvin Show with the great Ken Korak right here on A's Total Access.
At the Honda Summer Sales Event, one summer adventure leads to another. Start with a new Honda and be on your way to desert treks, lakeside getaways, and mountain paths so remote you need an actual map. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2021 Honda Accord and 0% APR on the 2021 HR-V or Pilot.
See dealer for financing details.
If I learned one thing from this great game of baseball, it's that she'll humble you. You think you've got it figured out, you check the standings, and you're in last place again. I'm Eric Rubino, Fantasy Baseball GM, and I can put my team in position to win every single time, but I can't play the games, people. At least Progressive's Name Your Price tool has options based on my budget. It never lets me down, unlike my pitching staff. Amateurs!
Get options based on your budget with Progressive, even if you're not a legend in your own mind. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, Buddy.
For the ones who are always in the know.
Delivery confirmed.
For the ones who keep things running. For the innovators and the problem solvers. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, experienced staff at local branches, and free access to experts to help answer your toughest questions. So whatever challenge you face, we have the knowledge and products to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
How about a second encore? The A's host their final fireworks show of the season on Friday, September 24th, following the A's matchup against the Houston Astros.
And Tony drills one down the right field line. If it's fair, it's got a chance. It's gone!
After the game, fans are invited to sit on the field to enjoy a 90s and 2000s pop-themed fireworks show. Don't miss the last Friday game of the regular season. Kick off your weekend with a bang by purchasing your fireworks tickets at athletics.com.
And they're loving it at the Coliseum.
This is A's Total Access.
The A's and the Royals conclude the season series, a little day baseball at Kauffman Stadium today. Bob, and how you holding out? I mean, these games have been just kind of normal and routine and orderly and, you know, not a whole lot going on the last few games.
Yeah, I need a cup of coffee there toward the end just because you want to try to stay awake for the entire game. Yeah, four-hour games aren't ideal. A win we will take when we play a four-hour game. So, look, we're going through a spot right now where it doesn't feel like it's easy to end these games. And it's just something you have to deal with. As long as you come away with a win, you feel much better about it.
What have you done as a manager over the years? Because I know how focused you are and how prepared you are. And then you have a long game like that. And I know that, you know, you have to stay engaged the entire game.
Yeah. Yeah, especially against a team like this. You know, they run a lot, they hit and run, they safety squeeze, they do a lot of things, so you have to be prepared for all that. But, you know, in four-hour games, a lot goes on. So, you know, it's tough. Look, as tough as it is trying to prepare and do some things, it's way tougher on the players to have to be out there, especially in the heat, playing a couple four-hour games in a row and then getting a quick turnaround and coming and playing what's going to be a hot day out there today. So I don't concern too much for myself. It's the players that I worry about.
Well, and one guy who's had, of course, a great year start to finish now is Matt Olson. And Bob, is it fitting that as he got his 35th home run and goes over 100 RBIs, that the home run comes to left field, the opposite field?
Yeah, it didn't seem like too many balls were going to be able to go out either in the big part of the park or to the opposite field. you know, so when he hit it, you know, you're looking at the exit velo just to see if it has a chance. And, you know, he's so strong that it carried just enough to get over the fence and then get through that milestone of 100. That's huge for players. You're driving 100 runs, that means you're having an exceptional year no matter what the other numbers look like. And all his other numbers look great too.
You know, looking up and down your lineup, Bob, and you've got on-base guys, you have speed, and I know the pitching has been an issue, but, you know, offensively, this is a pretty complete offense right now.
Boy, it really is. And with Chapman down too, we're still able to produce offensively. And I think the timing of it obviously is great. You know, we're having a little trouble holding teams down at this point. And, you know, for the better part of the season, it was a little bit more the opposite where we were, you know, we were good and great pitching in low scoring games and maybe not doing enough offensively, but the hitters have showed up at the right time. You know, we hope this continues throughout the rest of the season because we have a good feeling about the pitching coming back.
Was that a plus to see Lou Trevino go 2 innings last night?
Yeah, it was great. You know, allows him to work on some pitches too. You know, he can be a strikeout guy. He had 5 strikeouts, you know, gets him a little bit further away than from the tougher stretch that he had. And this is a guy we're going to need down the stretch. So it was, I think, all in all, a good outing for him. You know, we probably don't have him today, but gave us 2 important innings yesterday.
Well, speaking of that, and I know you didn't really want to bring in Andrew Chafin last night, but you had to, and he threw 26 pitches. You've been with him for a month and a half. You think he's good to go today?
I do. He, you know, he's the one guy really workload-wise that was in pretty good shape to be able to go 1+ yesterday. So, you know, yes, I think this time of the year, most of these guys are going to tell you they want to pitch anyway. We do have to be cognizant of workloads, and we always are. But I think based on the fact that I think he had, you know, a few days off before that, he's going to want the ball late in the game today.
All right, and that's the Bo Mel Show for today. And Chris Townsend will send things back down to you.
I've said it on the postgame show, and I'll say it again. If you put on the uniform, you're ready to go. All hands on deck. If you can go, you have to be able to play. It's the bottom line. 17 games left, and every game is do or die. It's the A's and the Royals. It's game 3 of the 3-game set, the rubber game, next right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
O'Reilly. Get more miles on the road with O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system means better gas mileage for your car. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Plus, earn double O rewards points. For a clean, lubricated, more fuel-efficient system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's Ring Central time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
Ring Central. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
Hey A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word A's fan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.